The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 15th chapter. Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I'm giving you these commands so that you may love one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Christ. Please be seated. At important moments in life, we all want to say the right thing. We want to be able to impart some timeless wisdom. We want to capture some eternal truth. We want to make sure that those who hear whatever it is we say will hold on to it forever. Well, this is where we find Jesus in our gospel reading for today, at an important moment. These verses from the 15th chapter of John come from a longer section that runs all the way from John chapter 13 to John chapter 17. And together they're called the farewell discourse. And this moment is important because this is the last night that Jesus is with his disciples before he is arrested, put on trial, and crucified. This is the last night. It is his last moments to teach. It is his last moment to preach. It is his final commandment. And because it's the last time, we actually get a final commandment twice, probably for emphasis in the course of these four chapters of Jesus' farewell discourse. We hear it first in John chapter 13 when Jesus begins to speak. And when Jesus begins to speak, I like to imagine the disciples sitting on the edge of their seats. They can sense that something is going on. They've heard Jesus predict many times what will happen to him, but even in this moment, do they truly believe that this is it? Either way, they lean in closer to listen. And Jesus, for his part, he picks his words carefully. Our time is running out. What will he say? What great speech will he give? Will this be another grand Sermon on the Mount? The time when Jesus speaks at great lengths about the coming kingdom of God and what his life of ministry will be about? Or will Jesus perform some great final miracle that leaves everyone in complete awe? Jesus actually does neither of those things. With his final moments with his disciples, he instead says this. First, in John chapter 13, verse 34, he says, "I give you a new commandment." Ooh, all right, a new commandment, right? That's what the disciples might be thinking. Goody, right? This will probably be some weighty legalistic decree. Finally, Jesus will reorder the scales of justice. But when Jesus finally continues, this is his law. You should love one another. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's the new commandment. This is what Jesus wants to say on his last night with his closest friends. Just as I have loved you, you also should love one another. And in case they didn't hear it from him the first time, later on in Jesus' sermon to his friends, in the section we heard today, in John chapter 15, he reiterates the new commandment. He says, "This is my commandment. Listen up. That you love one another as I have loved you." I mean, of course, what else could it be? Love is who Jesus is. Love is what Jesus does. It is love that compels everything about his ministry. Forgiveness, grace, charity, goodwill, healing. And therefore, love is what being a follower of Jesus is all about. There's no greater final word to hear. Final words. I think it's interesting to think about final words, perhaps even our own final words, if we should be so bold. And what crucial thing about our lives would we want to tell those whom we love? Right? What would we say if we knew that our time was running out, that this was perhaps our last day on earth? How would we try to sum up some kernel of wisdom, some life lesson, some statement that captures the essence of how we think, what we feel, what we know is important? If you actually take a look throughout history, we have some pretty famous examples of exactly this. There are many instances where people on their deathbeds or in their final days have tried to leave behind parting words that they thought were important to hear. And I want to take a moment and hear some of those. Let's start with the final words spoken by the famed hotel magnate Conrad Hilton, right? The guy, Hilton Hotels, that guy. Well, when asked if he had any parting wisdom as he was about to leave this mortal coil, he answered with this. He said, "Leave the shower curtain on the inside of the tub." Those were his last words, guys. That was it. Boom, done. I mean, sure, I think this is empirically funny, but I think also profound. Right? Hilton was a hotel man. This was his life. He poured his heart and soul into this, keeping bathroom floors safe and dry and mold and mildew free. That says a lot about who he was, what he thought was important, what he wanted others to think was important too. Not bad advice. Or let's try another set of parting words. One of the greatest showmen that the world has ever known, the great P.T. Barnum of circus fame. What do you think he would have said? What did he actually, he asked a question as he lay sick in bed. His last parting words. "How many tickets did we sell at Madison Square Garden?" Or what about Alexander the Great? What were his last words? If you know anything about Alexander, he was still a young man when he died, but in that short life, he had conquered half the known world. And there he was, at the edge of his vast empire, but he lay sick and dying. And when asked which of his generals would be successor of his vast domain, Alexander could only give one word, a parting word, a word that defined who he was and how he lived, how he ruled, and how he wanted those who followed him to rule as well. Who would succeed him, someone asked. Could he utter a name? Alexander answered with his final breath, "The strongest." Jesus knows unlike these others, what actually matters in life. Jesus knows that for our lives to be worth living, they're not actually about which side of the tub we put the shower curtain. Our lives are not even about how much money we make as at Madison Square Garden or otherwise. Our lives are not about how strong we are. As Christians, none of these could ever be our final measure. Our most important measure is how much we love. Because as Jesus says, it is in acts of love that God is truly known, and we are known to belong to God. No longer servants, but friends, Jesus says. John chapter 15, verse 15. And here's a fun little Greek factoid. The word friend doesn't quite get at the true meaning of what Jesus is talking about in our reading today. When he says that in loving others, we become friends of God, the word that Jesus uses for friend in the Greek is actually philos. Think Philadelphia or philosopher, right? Brotherly love, lover of wisdom. The Greek word philos literally means ones whom I love, or simply beloved. In loving, Jesus says, we become God's beloved. It doesn't need to be dying moments when what we say and do matters. There are many goodbyes throughout our lives, tiny moments of endings and new beginnings that come to us each and every day. Just think about this time of year, right? Children are finishing a year of school, graduating perhaps from high school, graduating from college. Or think of your life, right? There are many moments of parting. Perhaps you're with long-lost friends and the time has come for you to depart. Or simply put, let's think about even our leaving this place. We'll depart from one another, not knowing what our days and our weeks will hold until we gather again and see each other once more. But in all of these moments, there are really only so many words to say. There are only so many words that make any difference, that do any good, that make the world a better place. And those words are love. Time and time again in these circumstances, these are the words that we say and what we need to hear. In Jesus' farewell sermon, he told them and then told them again just to make sure the only words that they would need to hear, the only ones that matter, the only ones that make any difference, the only ones that define what being a disciple, a friend, a beloved of Jesus is ultimately about. A new commandment. The only commandment on which we can hang all the law and the prophets. Love one another just as I have loved you. I want to end with some parting words that my family kept as a tradition. Growing up, we had a tradition around parting words, and it was this. Every morning before my brother or I left for school, every morning after breakfast, we'd put on our backpacks and jackets and head out the door. And without fail, every single day, even when I tried to sneak out of the door in the morning and just avoid the whole thing, my mother would catch me down the sidewalk and she'd make me turn around as probably I rolled my eyes, and she would shout two words. She would say a Latin phrase, carpe diem. That's right, seize the day. You guys, what was that movie with Robin Williams where he says that? Right. Seize the day. Right, it was often accompanied with I love you, but it's the carpe diem that made our family unique, right? Carpe diem, the unofficial motto of our family, I guess. And it is graduation season after all. Katab has had theirs yesterday, which is, this is why I'm throwing all this Latin and Greek at you, but you can handle it. You're a smart bunch. And in that spirit, if you indulge me, I would like to send you all off with my own version, a twist on my mom's parting words. A little more Latin, a piece of timeless wisdom, an eternal truth, what Jesus is calling us to do as he departs, and I want to give to you as we depart. A commandment for this day, for last days, and every day in between. Friends, beloved, we part today with these words. Carpe amorem. Seize love. Amen.